Dear Rosé, Baruch Hashem, have Shir today, Baruch Hashem. And next week, I guess we go back to the regular Monday, Wednesday, even though the college only starts on Tuesday, but we don't follow their schedule. So, Baruch Hashem, Monday we continue. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Says the Gemara in Ksuba, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, page 1. Amar Yitzchak Bar Chanan, packet 16G. G for good. Amar Yitzchak Bar Chanan, Amar Avnun, Avol Pisha Amar Yosheves B'Katadra, Rabbi Mozegus Lokos, Motzas Lo Samita. So these are things that a woman does for the husband when she's not a nida. But I'm Rav Yitzchak. I'm Rav Chanan. Called Malacha Shatan Isha Oso Labayla Nida Oso Labayla Chutz Mezigas Hakos. But if she's a nida, then she can't do Mezigas Hakos. She can't do Hatzas Hamita, and she can't do her Chutzas Pan of Raglov. So, okay. So today, I want to specifically talk about Harchatas Panav Yadav Raglav. What exactly is that prohibition? Because L'chaira, as we'll see, to point out, I mean, to actually wash him, so you can't touch him, right? So, obviously, it has to be something above and beyond just touching. Because if it's, you take a washcloth and you're not just touching him. Or it's no gara from passing, you know, when you're holding onto the same. So what is being said here that's unique about Harchatzas Yadav Panav Yadav? What is the.
Isn't the same as just like sitting in bed as an intimate act?
Yeah, so what exactly is the act?
What are you doing specifically?
So let's look in the Rashba.
On page 2.
In the Bais HaKotzer, right?
There's two parts to the Rashba here. The middle part is the Bais HaAruch, and then the Bais HaKotzer is in the thin part on the left here.
And then the Berak HaBayis is the Ra'ah. He attacks the Rashba. And the Mishmeres HaBayis, the Rashba defends the Bayis. So the Rashba wrote the middle, everything to the left. The middle, the Mishmeres, and the Bayis HaKotzer, that's all the Rashba. And the Berak HaBayis is the Ra'ah.
What's the difference between
Kotzer
and Aruch?
Kotzer is Kotzer, and Aruch is Aruch. Why did he, I don't know how he... Maybe he wrote first the Aruch and then he wanted to put some...
For the
Balabatim,
I don't know.
Okay, your guess is as good as mine. If Kol She Isha Chutz Mibzikas Hakos Atzos Hamita Chutz Pana Yadav Haraglav Mibzikas Hakos B'Kol Shal Yayin Shu Margir Le'erva.
So that's Mibzikas Hakos. That's why Rav Abadi holds it's only wine. Maybe other intoxicating beverages. But Rav Abadi is not machpid for the Marash Me'ostreich. I quoted in the Bach and the Shach, whatever, that all Ochlin and Mashkin, he's not, because the Pasha Pshad is only Yayin.
Hatzaz Hamitan Davke Befanov, Aval Shalom Befanov Buteras. Afil Yodeshim Mitzioso, Hachatzaz Panov Yadav Raglo, Afilu Bitsonim. Afilu Hu Rochates. He mutzakas. Inter homoshel to chatzen mamish or ishkan negias basa.
So he says, in other words, if you're mamish, rechitza mamish, so
So that, of course, is aser, because then you're mamish gonna. I guess in those days they didn't have washcloths. Like, so mamish, if you're washing, I mean, you take the soap or whatever, and you're rubbing it on the skin of the person. So then you obviously you're touching the person. So that's needless to say. But, right, so the issue here is that what? Who rochets v'hi mutzakas? So, she's what? Pouring.
Pouring
the water. And she's pouring the water, and then he's. Is she pouring it on him, or is she pouring it, like, to the side?
Maybe she's putting the soap, the liquid soap into his hand, and he takes it and puts it on his body.
He motzakas v'hu rochetzes. Is she pouring it directly on his back, or is she just pouring it into the?
Who rochetzes v'hu rochetzes?
Right.
She pours the soap on him and he goes.
And right, so she's pouring it on him. So there's no physical contact on her part, but the chiddush is that's us. Now, once we have our chumras today that we don't throw things or this, so then, but that was only in the Binyamin Zev. That wasn't Medina de Gemara, right? Medina de Gemara, Rashi says a chumra that you can't pass, and the Ramah quotes the Shut Binyamin Zev that you can't even throw. But that wasn't in the Gemara, so this is sort of like throwing, so to speak.
Except
like
he doesn't want to catch it.
He doesn't want to catch it.
He doesn't need to catch it.
He's not catching it, but it's similar to throwing that you're pouring something on the person's body.
On a slight level, it's not like a kiddush because it's a very intimate act. Like bathing him, pretty like washing him.
Right, the person's
pretty
intimate.
Yeah.
Pretty intimate, right.
Pretty
right. Yeah. Yeah, the Meiri says the same thing here on page 3. V'achotzes pano v'raglo perusho af below maga. G'gonshihi yotzakas al yado. There was no physical contact, she's just pouring. Yeah. Right, the bais hakotzer. Yeah. This is a min kishut. The chol tzad shebe kishut be ish ve ishto misyachadim muravim leherger lavera. Mikol mokom yichol hi lachamim es hamayim ul hanichom lefonov. But he says that say she just wants to heat up hot water and put it in a pot in front of him. She's not pouring it on him. She's just being magish hot water in front of him. That's okay. So that's okay. And then the question about pouring cold water. Mikomokom. Bitzonin mutter v'osim shemnitzok yachmir v'yachmir v'anu einlanu. It was Now, so in the Rashba's Mahalach is that the Isser is the pouring. Let's take a look now in the Sefer HaEshkol on page 4 of the Ravid.
What is the definition? In other words, when it's cold, she shouldn't pour hot water. She shouldn't even put hot water from a pot in front of him. Is that right?
In other words, he's saying that if she the Isser is only pouring on him,
so
but not not presenting a pot of water in front of him, and then he'll put it on his body.
So what is the difference between hot and cold?
Yeah, so the cold is maybe mashma that pouring cold water would be okay.
You can pour cold water on it.
Right.
Why?
Because maybe that's not
as intimate.
Maybe the intimate is only the hot water. Okay. So on page 4 in the Sefer HaEshkol, he writes, "V'chein hatzos hamita ein asur el b'fanav." Right. That's the Gemara. Making the bed is only b'fanav. Al shalom b'fanav leisabo. V'chein nami b'harchatzos panav yodav raglav. Shalom b'fanav mutar laviyim. Havapi shehu bav rochitz ben yodei shehu v'yosu. But in other words, he's saying shalom b'fanav. Say she puts water for him, but he wasn't there. In other words, she prepared water for him, and she placed it in the bathroom or wherever he's going to use it, and then he's not even there. So that's okay. It's a little bit fun of. But it's mashma that if it would be fun of, that would be usher, even if she's not pouring it on him. I mean, her chatzos panav yadav raglav is. I don't know if he's trying to make that chiluk. Maybe that's just the way that they would. Yeah, I don't think it's
part
like.
Yadav raglav is the least intimate part of the body.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it
is. Okay, so now let's look in the Geras HaTshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah. In Geras HaTshuva. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, "Basura lo seis b'fnei ba'il akitan shomayim, v'keilim sheichetz ben pada yodav ragav, havu picheinu nagasbo, mishu derech hiba." So, was he saying different than the Rashba? The Rashba said the Isser is pouring on her, but presenting water in front of him is okay. And Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah says that Asura Losei is that even to take a basin of water, hot water, say, and put it in front of him, and he's going to do all the washing himself, that's also, because that's their chiba. Excuse me? Yeah.
He's
when he's not there, it's mutter. When he's there, so it's much when he's there is also. That's like Rabbeinu Yonah. Asur loses b'fnei
b'ayla.
Oh,
that's a book.
Yeah, which is against the Rashba.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Kitab Shabbat is empty.
No, the Kiton Shomayim has Mayim in it.
No,
where are you reading from? Kiton Shomayim with Kalim Sheyichetz Behem. Right. Okay, I hear. In other words, I guess there was a whole procedure how they used to do it. I think the main thing is the Kiton Shomayim, but in other words, once they had the Kitom Shomayim, so they would take probably other Kalim and dip them in the Kitom Shomayim. The Kitom Shomayim was probably a big thing, a basin. And then they would take other things and pour.
Is
this only hot water, or this could be any...
This,
you said cold water.
This is hot water. So the Beis Yosef on page 7 He quotes the Smag and the Smak, the Rashba. Right? But he doesn't, and then in the Chidushe Hagos on the bottom, says the, he quotes that Rabbeinu Yonah of Kitam. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Kuftzari Hei Yud Beis. Asura litzok lo mayim lirchot ponav yaraglav afilu eino no gaspo afilu hei mayim tzon. So he's quoting the Rashba. And even mayim tzonim. And then if you look at the Shach, the Shach quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because of Harav Rabbeinu Yonah, b'sefer drashos hanoshim, the also says with Nebaila, kitam shomayim, v'keil sheyuchat v'am ravel v'nei shu derechiba.
Does this also apply to washing before an otzi?
Well, we'll see, we'll see. You know, you haven't got a rabbish petition, so they bring in front of him you know, the water. So the Rebbe doesn't go get up to wash the tefillah yadayim. You know, they bring him
Seder night.
Sure, Seder night, whatever.
If we apply the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Yonah as well as the Chumrah of cold water, does Rabbeinu Yonah only say it by hot water, or is it by whatever the Isser is that is included?
That's a good question. I assume that it was usually done with, you know, hot water, but I don't know. It could. So you're saying what? You think that it's.
It would be awesome. If he held it, it's awesome, and he
left. You mean, if he should have thought someone was mutter, he should have said it.
Right, yeah.
If she, let's say, pours hot water in another room, and then he comes and starts bathing in that room, he can do well. He can bathe and not throw it in front of her.
If what? If she,
let's say, she poured it in another room, so it's like really the koy alma. She did in another room, and he comes to that room, but she's there, so he can bathe while not clothed.
Yeah, but Kama Tzom Chusim is pashas only from the man to the woman, not. And if you look at the Kudus of Kesser, he says, Kosel Mahatzi Shatochin Lo Mayim, Hu Veshach Kasafli B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah Lesor. I think we only find that the whole idea of Mekomos HaMechusim was only said by it was only that sugya in the Darim, Akeva. Yeah.
I feel like bathing in front of your spouse is very intimate. Even if she's not doing it to you, it's still like learning.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, if obviously if
turn her on.
Right, so then it's no gor from Kalas Rosh. You know, if that's
unless if it does that.
Yeah. then look at the Ber Heitev for a second on Yud, Litzok. Kosef Hataz, the Loshon Zeh Mashma L'chor Shatsur Litein Mayim Bechli, V'hu Yirchatz Acharkach. Aval Bema Zeinu Kein, Deinu Osir El Shuhi Motzakas B'sha Shuhu Rochetz. Mikol Mokom Pasha Lid Gam Zeh Bechlal Yisr Shim Rochetz M'kli Sheish Bo Nekev L'mata U'Veshas Rechitzosu Hi Motzakas Mayim L'kli Gam Zeh Mikri Harchotza. In other words, Harchotza can be pouring water on him, but if he's pouring from a kli and she's like refilling the kli, and there's a spout in the bottom of the kli, so that's like pouring on him. So in other words, according to the Taz, if he's working with the Rashba, then it's only pouring on him or pouring into a kli that he's using to pour on himself. So that's the Machlokes here. And if you look in the Chayot, the Chochmas Adam on page 9, Halacha Tes, he says, Asur Litzok Homayim Yuchat Panav Yodav Raglav. A few retain the fun of Kitan and Maim, a cliche Yichatz Ba'asa, a few on the gospel, a few on Maim Tzon. Oh. So he says, have you known? He says, a few Tzon, he writes that for Ferris. So in other words, he's Machmir for Rabbeinu Yonah, that you can't pour on top, but you also can't present water in front. So there are two Shitas. The Rashba says only pouring on the person. And the Rabbeinu Yonah is even Matzia Lefanov, and even Tzonim. Okay. And the Aruch HaShulchan just goes ahead on page 10, says all these things about Hatzas Hamita, and all these things have to be Derechiva. It has to be Befanav. If it's not Befanav, it's not Derechiva. Chayin Asur Litzog L'mayim L'rchatz Panav Yadav Fiyo Eno Gatzma Fiyo Heim Tzonim. And then he says, "Kol shekem livdon the machmirin afiru bezrika." Whereas that's what we said before. If we're choshish for the Binyamin Zev. Binyamin Zev says that you can't throw, you can't toss things to each other. So once you machmir for that, but you see the Rishonim were before the Binyamin Zev, so they didn't have the chur of the Binyamin Zev of throwing. So throwing was mutter. So therefore, pouring water would have been mutter al mitzad halacha of zrika, because there is no halacha of zrika, but. But now, so therefore it's included in, but if you pour water on the person's body, that's Bechlal Dina de Gemara of Harchatzas Pani of Yadav Varaglov.
Why would the preparatory action be prohibited when the Gemara only asks him to use them? By Maziga, the preparatory. It's a preparatory action.
You're saying, why does Rabbeinu Yonah say what he says?
Because by Maziga, it's a preparatory action, and it's the Feirish Asa. And here the preparatory action is not the Feirish Asa, it's just the Rechitza is Asa in the morning. tad. The tad is only the shaft pizza should be on.
So right.
If anything before that, if you wanted to ask for a preparatory action, it should have said the finish.
Right. It's a chumra. It's a chumra. But it's Rabbi Yonah said it, so I guess he felt it's darchiba. So what can I tell you? Rabbi Yonah said it, what can I tell you? Rabbi Yonah. And the Sefer here, page 11, Derech Bas Ami, he quotes the Shitas here, of the Rashba, the Ramban, the Meiri. And then he quotes the Eshkol. Came Chartach as part of Yargo Shalom Befon of Muteres Lavim. Of a Bishop of Vod and Farsh Lachomer Shabchal Yisar Achadzak Amlitei Mayim Befon of Afil Shu Yurchitz. So now the question is, could she? If you want to take a bath, could she turn on the bath for him? So the Milchas Yitzchok, Dayan Posen learned by the Milchas Yitzchok. Yes. Yes. So he talks about it on page 12. Derech Vashon is Tampakta imuteres lehachin lo ambat yesh lo b'fonav al pima shekosov tshuva shevet halevi tambiadik gam l'taz osu d'avichi b'yosef n'yaf l'tzotku d've agon b'al shevet halevi n'kol kol nira d'lo avichi b'yosef Yosef may have told Samit to the Shari Shalom of Fanov. Chevada, the Esa Tzorach Eish Lahatir. So he says that if Hatzos, he doesn't think it's a more, in other words, more of a chiba than Hatzos Hamita. And if Hatzos Hamita is Mutter Shalom of Fanov, that was, we said, the Eshkol was Mashmah. It's only Befanov. So if he's in some other room and she's turning on the faucet of the, so he could take a bath, it should be mutter.
Nobody would say the global climate is a problem, right?
Well, people, we'll see. And then the Michas Yitzchak on page 13. He says, could a man, you know, some people are machmir to have negelvasser by the bed. Right? So can the man prepare negelvasser for his wife when she's in Ida? Because we assume that all these things go vice versa.
Is it he preparing for her or she preparing for him?
He's preparing for him. He's at the same
time. Oh, wow, okay.
So first of all, obviously, this is within the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shach, that there's an Isser even if you're not pouring it on the person. So he says, in the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, "Shem Shasur Limzoglo, Kachi Hu Yasur Limzoglo." Right? Lo Nokam at the Kosev that Sur Limzoglo. So he says that by Mezigas Hakos, he doesn't say that by Har Chatzos. So maybe it's only one way, like you said, Avinom.
feels that it's not such chiba, and certainly if it's shalom b'fanav. Certainly it's shalom b'fanav. And if you look in the Shevet Halevi, Vosner, page 14, so he quotes the Taz that it's only while he's washing. The Hachan is not Aser, is Mutter. And the Shach quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. So he thinks it's their chiba. That's what the. But the Milchas Yitzchak said maybe not so poshut. The bathtub. Rabbi Sobolovsky here in his Sefer quotes from Rabbi Schechter, the wife should not, on page 15, the wife should not turn the shower on for her husband. She should not fill up a bathtub for her husband or fill a cup for the Tilos Yadayim for her husband. So Pashas is a very machmir approach. Rabbi Bari thought that these things are not their chiva, they're lo shalom b'fanav, and well, those are two different things. I mean, fill up a cup of Netilas Yadayim for her husband. Okay, that could be b'fanav. Turn the shower for her husband usually is not going to be b'fanav. For bath is usually that he's. So if you. So this is in other words, everybody thought that there should be coolers that it's shalom. I think either shalom b'fanav, I think he said, or not der chiba b'chlal. Two different coolers. It was a long time ago, But those are the. I think he said, it could be he said both, or I think he definitely said it's not der chiba. Maybe he also said it's shalom b'fanav, perhaps as well.
It's
not so much chiba, I don't know, is it? I mean, sometimes somebody fills up a cup of water, when you have guests at your Shabbos table for some other random woman. I don't know, that's the same story we've been saying the whole time, that anything you're going to do for a random woman, would it be considered inappropriate, to be filling up the Tilas Yadayim cup for some other woman? I don't know, is that so much chiba? I don't know, yeah.
I think for a suitor, people often will leave the water on for the
next person, right.
But like filling up the Tilas Yadayim, putting it by a guy's bed.
Right.
For the morning. Even though if you have a guest, you probably do that for them too.
Right. Then he says guys would do it for each other. And then the Shevet HaKohosi, that's what the Bells and Gross is a Bells family. Bells.
Is Rav Schechter asks that even Shalom B'fanav, the bathtub and the shower?
I mean, the way it's quoted here in the Sefer.
He doesn't differentiate, apparently.
Right. So that's a. It's a chumrah upon chumrah because, first of all, Rabbeinu Yonah itself is a chiddush, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah to extend the shalom b'fanav is a chiddush. So okay, so it's kifi what a person thinks is really chiba. I guess usually you don't turn on you don't prepare a bath for some other lady. Who's that? That wouldn't be appropriate. So,
you do it for a guest.
No. I don't know.
Guests are on their own.
Yeah.
This works both ways.
And then Shammai Gross speaks about hot compresses.
What?
In other words, he needed to. Sometimes you make a washcloth, and you hot washcloth, and the person needs a compress to put it on their body to have fever or something like that. So is that it? So maybe to present him the hot compress is maybe the same as presenting him the. So he says if it's tofeh, it's not enough, then that maybe that would be a problem. He says, "Befunav, if it's tofeh menas lapiach, if the hot compress is hot enough that if you touch it, it'll wet you, and then that can wet something else, then it'll be us if it's befunav. But if it's only
to present it, or is it put it on
to present it."
Wouldn't say that he's the guy
maybe they would
change it.
We only said that svara by actual physical touching.
I think this is less than physical touching.
Right.
You think it wouldn't be that say that if the guy's sick that it would be okay because he's you can put it on, not even just prevent it?
Maybe. I don't know. See him. And then the pre-daya on page 17.
The shevet ha-kohos, you could ask for it even which was permitted before the fauna, right?
So what before he says is permitted, yes. And the pre-daya says he thinks that the and this would be very useful. He came upon of Kiton Shalmayim, Shiuchas went upon of Yadav Viraglov. But he says, Mashma Lirchot Yadav Luchot, Pshita the Shari. Because that's not their Chiba. So then all the Nativas Yadayim, Negelvasser, all those would be okay. If you hold like that.
Even
the fun of? Even the fun of. Now let's look at the Eish al Avram.
Oh,
the
Buchacha.
18. His name is Warman. The Rabbi Warman from Hank. Anyone learn here in Hank? He was the Rebbe for many years. Rashi, Rabbi Shlomo Warman. Lived in Kibbutz Hills. He's a big Talmid Chacham. So he's a descendant of the don't confuse the Eish al Avram with the Prima Gadim Eish al Avram. You can get confused because the Prima Gadim has the Eish al Avram and the Magen Avram and the Mishpatzosov and the Taz. That's the Prima Gadim. Then there's a separate Eish al Avram of the Buchacha. What else did the Buchacha write? The Das Kedoshim. Right? No, I don't know. Das Kedoshim on Stam, famous paper on Stam, Das Kedoshim. That's Buchach, right? Yes. He says, Odo Shalotito Chalukha Mishalon Tol, Chem Lime Shalotia Sadam Shem Liton Mishalon Tol Yodov Shachris, Tishal De Nocha and Kepeda, Chem Jenna Malti, Shamel Fon Al Shulchan Mishalon Achachanotom. If you do it, he's assuming that you can't bring water from the Tilas Yadayim from the woman to the man. Fizi yesh takanik she ishto nida she tamid lefon of a mayim biyad smo al ha-shulchan. Ach la-amid etz lo mayim ukli kodim shena hu la-tzad yose tov. So what does that mean? It's shalo lefon of. Is that what he's saying? In other words, if you bring it, so then you should do it b'shinoi. Maybe shalom b'fana. But he's clearly assuming not like the prideya. He's assuming not like the prideya.
And what did it with the
other? That even yadayim is a problem.
You should do it b'yad small.
You see, by these things that you magish something. Is it true over here in the Knei Boysen of Mayor Bransdorfer? I met him once. He was a Mura Haron in Yerushalayim. A big Poysik. So he speaks on you, Avinom, your question. So that was one point. And then he quotes the Prideya about Yadayim alone is not. But then he quotes the Buchacha that argues. But he's not so sure that you could be making all the shinoi the fun of. That's what he's. So that was we discussed in the Ben Ishkan, the Kvater, where he was matir if there are two pillows and she's taking it from under the two pillows, and then you take from, and then the husband just takes from the top pillow.
Wasn't the ritva matra all?
And the ritva was.
The ritva was matra all the shit. That
the machine, yeah. The ritva.
Right.
Okay, so the kitzur rabosai, the two main sheetahs, we have the Rashba that's talking about pouring, we have the Rabbeinu Yona that's presenting, and then all these discussions of Pan of Yoda Varagla, of Apashtas is. That it's only Mefonov, and it's Shalom Mefonov is Mutter. And so the Shach quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, so we're conscious for Rabbeinu Yonah also. And the pour directly on, anyway, if you're Ashkenazi, it's going to be also anyway Mitzad Zrika. Once we have this Zrika, but the Chedesh is even Sfarnim is also. And if it's Shalom Mefonov, so, you know, there could be. Some were machmir, but there could be svaris de la hakel. So these, this is the union of harchasas panav yad v'raglov. But you know, it would be a case where, say, some people, you know, need help taking a shower. They have, you know, physical problems, and so the question is, if the wife actually, you know, spritzing the water on, and you know, so showers have a thing that you can spritz things. So that would be a big shiloh.
What about the fact that he's a chola?
So then we would have to work it in that he's a chola, and then the chola, we had the different opinions.
The chola, the temporary, it's a permanent chola, then that also would then.
Right, so then you have to plug in all the chola klolim. You know, the machaber, the ramah, who's a chola, right? And efshar to be socher, right, to the razaz, if you could, according to the machaber, should be chol. We said the Rambam doesn't have to be socher. You know, all those klolim you have to plug in to here as well. But this is an ikra din. The ikra din is the pouring on, you know, mamish, and that's more of a chumrah, the Rabbeinu Yonah. But okay, maybe the Shach held it was ikra din also. But you try whenever you can to mitzarif different snifim lahokel shalobafanov and things like that. And some of the Rashba would hold that the Rabbeinu Yonah's case it would be mutter. It was only asir pouring on. That's the ikar chiba. But needless to say, anything that if a person feels is chiba, then they shouldn't be doing it. In a fashteitzach. If that will arouse chiba, so that will arouse chiba. So kol hakol kif, like Rabbi Mari always says, hakol kif ha'inyan of these things. Okay, so I'm glad we got in.